Blog Talk Radio.
Brainwash.
host, T. Mullen, Brainwash. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, and I'm your host, G. Wright, keeping it real, keeping it live right here. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. If you'd like to send me a shout-out, hit me up on G. Wright Online at gwrightonline@yahoo.com. You can also feel free to visit my official website, gwrightonline.com. And also, feel free to check me out on myspace.com/gwrightsing or myspace.com/theheartofloveradioshow. Let's get to the heart of the matter today. Today's topic, this week's topic, is discussing success. Do you define success, or does success define who you really are? There are several different arguments and different points of views you can come from concerning this. First of all, success is something that I feel that is something that you define what success is for yourself. Because if you have a standard, if you, first of all, have to create your own standard, what things do you believe in? What values do you believe in? And you go and you do your best. I can say this, my mother always instilled in me when I was growing up to always reach for the stars. And that's one thing she's always told me. So I've had successes in my life. It's because she told me I could do it. And I believed her. And she told me no matter what, God will bring you through it. If you put it in your heart, in your mind, in your heart, then believe that it can come to pass and work toward it. It might take a long time to come. Now, that's success to me, is when you give your best. You have standards and you work towards those standards. But on the other, I'll say this, also in addition to that, as a Christian, I feel success is keeping God's word, Bible, the words that are in the Bible, and keeping his word in my heart and meditating on the word and keeping God before me. You know, then I should have good success if I keep his words in my mouth, on my lips, in my heart, and I apply those biblical principles in my life, I should have good success if I keep them first. That's, to me, success. Keeping God first, believing that he can actually do whatever it is I'm believing to happen in my life, and then go for it. And not just say, oh, I believe, but you have to also apply that faith. So success is something that you can attain and achieve. You know, but on the flip side of that, if you allow success to define who you are, that means you're allowing the things you have to speak volumes about who you are. You know, and it doesn't matter how many things you have. It doesn't matter how large your house is. It doesn't matter what kind of car you're driving. It doesn't matter what latest fashions and styles that you're wearing. Those things don't really define who you are. Because when you go through something, guess what? You can lose those things. So maybe perhaps success is something that comes from inside out, not stuff that comes from the outside in to define who you are. I want to hear from you guys. You know, I'm getting some good feedback and text messages and email. But please, y'all, call into the station, 646-595-4311. You know, and it's like this, y'all. If he said he's going to do it in your life, God will perform it. Coming up right now is Eureka A. Wright featuring Kevin Smith. Give it up to my cousins, y'all. He shall perform it.
Until the day. will get done. He got the power to do what he gotta do. And then son, he made man from a single grain of sand. Blue breath of light in his nostrils created man. Pay attention to the power to be. How do I know? Take a look, he saved the rest like me. You need to listen to the words that's pumping through your speaker. Hey yo, I'm through talking, take him to church. Come on, Eureka.
Enjoyed that. That was my cousin Eureka A. Wright. Check her out at myspace.com/ the Psalmist for You. I believe it's the Psalmist for You 2008. But her series dropping later on this month, so y'all be on the lookout for that. Now, so I just want to just encourage you guys to really, really think about what success means to you. Because if you plan on living your life and defining your life by what other people have created to be their own standards for their own lives, sometimes you can be keep on working towards getting to that standard and never achieve that standard. But if you set your own goals and your own standards, you know, then you will be on the right track and you'll be healthy, you'll be happy, and your success will come from doing what you know you're supposed to be doing. And going forward, someone can have a success or think of success as something like planting a good garden that that brings about good fruit. You know, having a planting some good watermelon and the watermelon comes out. That might be success to that person. Someone else, the success might be having a job where you're making $80,000 a year. Where you don't have to worry about money or how you're going to do the things that you need to do. So we all have different definitions of success. But if you allow success to determine who you are, I'm not going to say it's kind of shallow, but I think in some ways you begin to live, I believe, a superficial life. Don't allow your things to define who you are. You define yourself. Those things are just byproducts of what you have. You know, that's the way I look at it. If you'd like to call in, y'all, call in. The number here is 646-595-4311. Right now, I'm going to play How Excellent. This is by Kendall King. She's an artist in the D.C. area. Check her out and stay tuned to the Heart Love Radio Show, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
How do you define success? Is success finding a peace and calmness in your heart and in your life? Do you feel that you're at peace? Some people might say that's success. You know, but either way, guys, I want you guys to check this. We'll come back to that in a few minutes. I want you guys to check out this song. This song is a track off my CD entitled All Things Are Possible. Yes, I'm on Apple. I'm on iTunes, and I'm on CD Baby. So check me out. This is G Wright, and Receive My Love. Enjoyed that. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. This is G. Wright coming to you live And also I have a caller calling in. Call, just give me a few seconds. I'm waiting for some stuff to come up. But I just have to say this, guys. I just have to say, wherever you are, whatever it is that you're going through personally, you know, if you have a good view and a good outlook on what success is and who you are as a person, you'll make your own definition of success, and you won't allow other people to put their definitions of success on you. As long as you're doing the things that you feel like you're supposed to be doing with your life, because I believe that each of us are called for a purpose. Each one of us is called for a purpose. And hold on, you guys. We have a caller calling in live. Hello, caller. You are live on the Heart and Love Radio Show. Can you hear me? I believe we have a caller calling in. I guess while the system is updating itself, you know, I just wanted to say, you guys, feel free. The number here is 646-595-4311. So, caller, you are live on the Heart of Love Radio Show. Okay, I'm just going to keep on talking to you guys while I wait for this, for the call to actually come through, for his call to come through. But, you know, God, I just want to encourage you today that no matter what you decide to do, make it a definition of success. Hello, caller, you are live on the Heart of Love Radio Show.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you doing?
I'm good. This is Debbie from Atlanta, Women of Virtue.
Hey, Debbie, what's up, man? You know what?
What's up? How you doing? We're doing good.
You know, guys, I did try calling you. I want you
to
know, but I just got a voicemail.
Oh, you did? Okay. But we just want to holler at you. You're kind of breaking up, but it's so good to hear your voice, and we're glad that you continued on doing the Heart of Love Radio Show.
I know you guys. For you guys who didn't know, they gave me my first break on was it 1420?
Uh huh.
1420 a.m. in Atlanta, Georgia. So this is
okay.
Debbie and Tanya. Give a shout out. Tell them about what you're doing, because you are doing some things in the kingdom of God.
Oh, yeah. Just last month, we were up. Our show, Women of Destiny, was up for a Viewer's Choice Award. We had just, yay! We were nominated for the Viewer's Choice Award. And, of course, you had co-host that show with Canton Jones, remember?
Oh, yes. Oh,
Yes, and so we were nominated, and it had just been a year. We were really excited about it, and God is doing some awesome things. We just launched our magazine, which we're going to have to get your address so we can send it to you.
Oh, yes, definitely. Now I'll be in Atlanta in a few weeks because I'm opening up for a friend of mine named, I believe, I call him by his nickname.
Okay.
I'll tell you about that later.
But yeah, when you head in this direction, give us a holler, okay?
Well, definitely. But you know, today you called in for the right time. Today's topic is, how do you define success, or does success define who you are?
Well, we define success as we have been doing since God has called us into the ministry, as following the call that God has placed in our lives, promoting the kingdom of God. That's what we define success, not our own individual goals and, let me see, what else, you know. Yeah, our own accomplishments. We really believe in promoting the kingdom of God. That's how we define success, promoting his kingdom. He says, seek the first the kingdom of God, and he'll add everything to you. You don't have to seek after man's things or promote your own agenda, but promote God.
Yeah, you know, because I believe that if you allow success to define you, you're allowing the things you have to define who you are.
Exactly, and that's what's happening to the world today is because we've known so many rich people, billionaires, because they define success based on their material belongings. When they no longer have that, unfortunately, some of them took their lives. But we were told to lay up in heaven our treasures. And so we define success as promoting God's kingdom. We are citizens in the kingdom of God.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. Now,
Hold on. I got somebody else here that want to add to that. This is your sister, Tanya. Hold on a minute, okay?
Okay. You guys are.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, how you doing, big sis?
I'm good. How are you?
Congratulations on what you guys are doing.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. You know you were proud of it, too.
You know, now today's topic is how do you define success, or does success define who you are?
No, you know really what Debbie just said, who I call Your Highness, she just really, really nailed it. You know, we really define our, you know, success promoting God's kingdom. Other than that, it's really a waste of anybody's time. You'll find that you come up empty. But as we promote His kingdom, He fills us up, you know, makes us complete. Mostly everybody is looking for, to say success, you're just looking for really His love to, you know, really be manifested in your life and in your family's life. So we promote God, you know, we promote His Son, Jesus Christ. So in doing that, you're talking about successful. I mean, we feel so, what can I say? Just, you know how Hezekiah Walker say that song, "No room, no vacancies, I'm all filled up."
Right.
You know, His spirit lives in me, you know. It's because of Him, you know, that we live and breathe and have our being. That's success, you know, praise God. Amen?
Amen. Now I know that this audience, they want to hear where they can find and read more about you.
Oh, our website, you can go to Women of Virtue, intl.com. Women of Virtue, intl.com.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know, I just want to say, you know, God bless you ladies for showing into my life and actually giving me my first opportunity to actually do the Heart of Love radio show.
Yeah, Heart of Love, Heart of Love.
Heart of Love, Heart of Love.
Amen. Well, we love you, Greg, and we'll talk to you again.
Let me just congratulations on your
award. Keep up the good work now.
Well, thanks. And definitely, I'm going to give you a call after the show.
Okay. All righty.
Answer your cell phone.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. You guys are listening to the Heart Love Radio Show. That was some good friends of mine. Like, they're like sisters of mine. And Deb and Tanya, check them out at Women of Virtue, intl.com. We'll keep things going and rolling right now with an artist who is really taking the D.C. area by storm. This is Stephen Hurd and Grace Nay.
The Bible says in Psalms 97 and 12 that at the remembrance of the name of the Lord, we celebrate Him and we honor Him and we give Him praise. Can you lift your voice like you're losing your mind in this celebration place?
God, He's a mighty God. Come on.
He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God.
Everybody, He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. Come on.
He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. Come on.
He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. Come on.
He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God.
He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. Come on.
He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. Come on.
I thought about it and know He won't change.
mighty God. You sing.
He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. Come on.
He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. Come on.
He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. Come on.
He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. Come on.
He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. Come on.
He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. Come on.
He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. Come on.
I thought about it and no, he won't change.
Celebrates 12 years of broadcasting the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we want to bless you with a free gospel concert.
Come on, put your
you
hands
heard
down.
Right, a free gospel concert. We're serving up soul with Grammy Award winner Dorinda Clark Cole. Saturday, April 18th at 7 p.m. at the South Baptist Church, located at 5250 Cornerstone Drive. That's the Rose of Gospel.
When I look back over my life, and I see
Dorinda Clark Cole live in concert. Also appearing, Bishop Neil Roberson, Lynette Hester, and Lansing's own Prince of Praise, William Crenshaw, plus more. Saturday, April 18th at 7 p.m. at the South Baptist Church, located at 5250 Cornerstone Drive. For more information, dial 989-224-7911. That's 989-224-7911. Don't miss it.
Come on, put your hands together.
Yo, this your boy Mr. Bugs from the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G Wright on blogtalkradio.com.
Hope you guys are enjoying yourselves. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, and again, I am G Wright, and today's discussion, which will also go into Thursday's show as well, is success. How do you define it? Or does success define who you are? If you were listening a few seconds earlier, you heard an announcement about Dorinda Clark Cole being in concert in Lansing, Michigan, and you heard Lansing, Michigan's Prince of Praise, William Crenshaw, who is a friend of mine, is God's opening doors in his life, and he's opening up for Dorinda Clark Cole. He's a man after God's own heart. So I just want to encourage you guys to, you know, check it out. If you are in the Michigan area, please check it out. You know, we're talking about success. We're talking about how you define it. If you seek the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, all those things that are in your heart, all those things you've been praying about, even some things you don't know, will be added unto you. God will take care of you. And God will take care of you. And he will bless you. And some people can say that's success. And then some people can say it's a little different. And the things I have define who I am. If you're thinking that, I want you to know that tomorrow is not promised to you. And if those things are taken away from you, would you feel fulfilled, or would you feel empty? So I want you guys to really, really think about that. This is Dave Hollister, y'all, and this is More of You. Check this out. I'll be right back.
Woo!
Yo, Vaughn.
Woo!
Dave, ready. Dave Hollister. Oh, hey. Yo, MVP, where y'all at?
Yeah!
When you think about me, wondering how I need to be more like you, Jesus. Will you give me just one reason why my dream is to be like you, and talk and walk and be perfect like you? Well, Jesus, will you make my wish come true? Not trying to be greedy, but I'm greedy too. I'd rather die if I can have you. Even when I'm asleep,
you will be
driving in the street.
You will take
and everywhere for keys, like Bobby
said,
you
will be,
cause I know I need you.
Everything I want,
yep.
Everything I need,
everything I need,
material
things,
don't
you
think,
don't
be a thing,
till
I know I need more of you,
no one need more.
I know I need more.
you guys enjoyed that. That was Dave Hollister, and you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show, and I'm G. Wright. Feel free to check me out on iTunes. My CD, All Things Are Possible, which was released last year, will soon become available in a few months nationally. So please keep a brother in your prayers. Feel free to also send me a shout-out at Yahoo on Yahoo at gwrightonline@yahoo.com. Also, feel free to visit me on my official website at gwrightonline.com, and then my MySpace pages at myspace.com/TheHeartOfLoveRadioShow, and then myspace.com/gwrightsing. This week's discussion, we've been talking about success. How do you define success? Or does success define who you are? You know, that's some food for thought. You know, feel free to also come on Thursday. Thursday we're going to have a special late-night edition. We're going to take the show a little longer. We're going to do it a little later in the evening. We're going to do it from 11 to 12. So for you guys who might have possibly missed today's show, which you can also check on my blog, you can also check me out live at 11 o'clock on Thursday, which will be the late night edition of the Heart of Love Radio Show. We'll keep things going right now. We're going to slow everything down right now with a song from someone I really, really like, you know, and I'm sure you guys are going to like this song as well. And the name of the song is Know Him by J. Moss featuring Karen Clark Shear.
You hate. high you can. Search real long, no one can tell you, 'cause you already know. I love your heart, I love your soul, I'll never let you go.
No matter what you're going through, define success as keeping God first, and then just know that once you keep God first and you keep His word on your lips and your mouth and in your heart, that He will add those things that He'll give you the things that you need. You know, for whatever definition you define success as, live by that definition. Don't allow people to define for you what success is. And then not only that, don't allow the things that you have, your material things, that can be lost at any time, at any given time. Don't allow those things to define for you whether or not you're successful or not. Keep God first. Do the things you need to do and make goals, reach those goals, and, of course, pray. And to me, that's success. The products of that bring about success. You know, but, you know, we're all entitled to our own opinion. You know, so this is mine. But feel free to hit me up at gwriteonline@yahoo.com. Also visit me on my MySpace page. And also, you know, guys, spread the word about the Heart Love Radio Show. And please make this show a favorite of yours. And please come back. We're generally on Tuesday and Thursdays from 6 to 7. But I will have a late night special for those people who missed today's discussion. So be prepared to come through at 11 o'clock Thursday night. I just want to say God bless you guys. And no matter what you're doing and where you are, give God all the glory and live by love. You know, God bless you. This is G-Wright. I appreciate all y'all.